How a South Dakota farm kid became a key figure in the Green Revolution. Today on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health Campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. The Ben Franklin quote, "Out of adversity comes opportunity," is an apt description of the story of Edgar McFadden. In 1904, when his father was injured on their Webster, South Dakota farm, 13-year-old Edgar took over and later saw his first wheat crop destroyed by stem rust. 7 years later, McFadden enrolled in what is now South Dakota State University and became a wheat breeder, hoping to develop a stem rust-resistant variety. Sunish Sigal is a wheat breeder there now.
He was able to find one plant where the seed set, and that led to a fertile seed, and that plant was luckily having resistance. And then 10 years of work after that, he released Hope variety in 1925.
Sigal says McFadden's work contributed to the success of another well-known wheat breeder.
He provided the lines from this cross to Norman Borlaug, who incorporated the stem rust resistance from his material into the dwarf wheats that he developed in Mexico, and that led to the Green Revolution.
To mark the 100th anniversary of the Hope wheat variety, a sculpture celebrating McFadden's work will be placed on the SDSU campus this summer. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.